Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 10, and we're going to read verses 5 to 10. It reads, "Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, 'Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased. Then I said, Here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, O God.' First he said, 'Sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, although the law required them to be made.' Then he said, 'Here I am. I have come to do your will.' He sets aside the first to establish the second. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Well, again, our writer to the Hebrews is helping them to understand the difference between the Old and the New Covenants and the sacrifices of the Old Covenant and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He begins in verse 5 by putting the words of Psalm 40, verses 6 to 8, into the mouth of Jesus. Since at his incarnation, Jesus is addressing the Father with these words from Psalm 40 and offering himself. In the body that was prepared for the Son of God, he lived a life of perfect obedience to the Father, which culminated in his death as the perfect, pure, unblemished sacrifice. Hebrews 9:14. "How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?" Jesus is the better sacrifice. He is the willing sacrifice. His greatest desire was to see what was written in the scroll carried through to completion. His life was one of complete surrender to God's will. He offered himself. No bull or goat or any other sacrifice of the Old Covenant willingly offered itself, but Jesus did that with full consciousness, offering himself to God as the sacrifice that is superior and is the one that we need. In verse 8, it sounds a little bit as if God didn't want sacrifices. You are not pleased with them, it says. But of course, this can't be exactly true because God did command them. But the critical thing to remember is that obedience to his voice was the crucial prerequisite to everything else. Sacrifice without obedience meant nothing to God. Many Old Testament passages remind us of that. Jeremiah 7, 21 to 23 as an example. "When I brought your forefathers out of Egypt and spoke to them, I did not just give them commands about burnt offerings and sacrifices, but I gave them this command, 'Obey me. Obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in the ways I command you, that it may go well with you.'" And this is the attitude that a Christian needs to have too. Not just that we sacrifice of ourselves, of our time, of our energy, but we really live a life of obedience. Jesus did that. He is our example. Not only is he the sacrifice we needed, but he is our example in this attitude and in this lifestyle. Verse 9 reminds us, he says again, "Here I am, I have come to do your will." By that will we have been made holy. It's because of his obedience that we've been made holy as much as of his sacrifice. Without the obedience, the sacrifice would mean nothing. It reminds me a little bit of Gethsemane, where he prayed to do God's will. And of course, that's something that the recipients of this letter are drifting from. They understand this in theory. They've understood it before. They're being reminded of it now. But the hope of the writer is not only that they will remember that this is the right attitude, but that they will get back to that attitude of offering themselves fully to do God's will. As I record this, we're coming to the end of 2011, and the question in my mind for myself is, how willing am I to obey God in 2012? That might even be a good question to ask us of just this day. It's because of his sacrifice and his obedience that we have been made holy. That's in the perfect tense there. It's done with and finished. Let's rejoice in that today. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 11. Until then, if you want to know more about our church, it's nwlcc.org. My email, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. In iTunes, it's MCCX, and look in podcasts, and that's also my Twitter feed. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.